Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman, and today we're going to talk to Wei Jing Saw from The Wellknit Company. Wei Jing Saw is the founder of The Wellknit Company, a company that presents virtual and on-site knitting workshops for workplace wellness. She was inspired to use knitting as a wellness tool during a difficult time where she experienced its meditative benefits firsthand. She's excited to share the joys of knitting with people who are looking for a new creative or self-care outlet. At The Wellknit Company, Wei Jing runs recurring and one-off team-building workshops that integrate pranayama breathing and light stretching to maximize the meditative qualities of knitting, which has been shown to lower stress and blood pressure as much as meditation and yoga. Wellknit strives to empower its attendees to utilize this tactile and portable solution to fight stress in their daily lives. And I want to say welcome to Wei Jing. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited about today's show because I'm a knitter as well. And I never kind of put two and two together, even though it is an activity that I enjoy and it is calming, but I never thought like, oh, this is so calming or anything. I just engaged
do
in
it.
And was,
yeah,
I
exactly.
Just do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of knitters have that in the back of their minds. I certainly did. I picked it up personally because I wanted to make sweaters. I was tired of going to the store, picking up the sweater, looking at the price tag, it was $200, and then turning over the tag and it's saying 80% acrylic. And I'm like, I'm paying $200 for plastic that won't keep me warm in Boston. This is insane.
Very important in Boston to have good things that keep you warm.
Exactly. And it also coincided with a pretty tough period in my life. So it came at the right time for me. I found that it was something that I could go to when my mind was just in a complete scramble, and it kind of grounded me. And at the end of it, you know, I could have a scarf or something when I was starting out before I got into my sweaters. And the one Gansey scarf that I finished during that time, I actually ended up gifting to a friend who ended up with a lovely Gansey sweater and Gansey scarf. And right. Gifting of all of that bad energy, not gifting that energy to her, but like a release of that energy for me. So I didn't have to see the scarf. She loved the scarf and that energy went away. So,
yeah, I think you bring up a really important point that the act of making something, which the process of it is stress relieving and calming and enjoyable, pleasurable, but also the act of then being able to give this thing that you lovingly made away is another level. And there's a lot of research that shows that that is also really important for our wellness when we have and we give things away, that that is also a really important part of being human.
Exactly. Because
so I love that story.
So many hats. There are only so many hats we can wear ourselves. I only have one head.
And we'll talk about how you can knit a hat a little bit later on in this. And you can have many hats. No. Yeah. So talk a little bit more about what the Wellknit Company is and what it right. isn't, you know, and not just another, why it's not just another like yarn shop, you know?
Yes, exactly. We are not a yarn shop. What we do is we host workshops. We host workshops that teach people how to knit and focusing more than your regular classes at your local yarn shop. We focus on the wellness benefits of knitting. I like to start my workshops with about 5 minutes of pranayama breathing just to kind of separate people from their busy days. It's a little bit hokey to start with. You know, I work with a lot of corporate clients, you know, people at Google, at, you know, Vertex, McKinsey. So these are all like type A, like go, go, go people. And when they hear, oh, please close your eyes and breathe with me for a bit, they're like, really? I thought we were here to learn how to do something. So we do that for a bit. It's a nice indicator and separation. And then we move into some stretches. A lot of the stretches that knitters use to stave away, you know, repetitive strain injury are also really helpful, as we found working from home this year, for people who are hunched over their desks all day, because, you know, it's a lot of that upper shoulder, neck, and wrist and arm stretches. So we do a little bit of those, and then we get into how to knit. Most people joining us are learning for the first time, and that last bit is pretty self-explanatory. We knit for the rest of the session, and it's really nice. The great thing about knitting is that it can be so communal when you're doing it. Once you get the movements under your fingers, it becomes muscle memory. People start chatting. You can chat about your day while you're doing something together. Unlike, you know, a lot of people have been doing virtual games and cocktail workshops and things like that. There's no opportunity for that communal gathering. So it's a very unique activity that and has a lot to offer, I think. But I'm biased.
It's so true. I mean, I totally can relate. And when you said like all that, you know, slouching in front of the, I immediately sat up straighter because look, we're spending all this screen time, and it is one thing that you can do when you are on a screen, once you get to a certain level of proficiency, and it doesn't take that long. I want people to know that actually you could make something pretty cool, like a really nice scarf right off the bat, pretty much.
Exactly.
You know, also you might want to talk a little bit about how you get over that perfection, that idea of perfection, and what
exactly
makes your project unique is your own little mistakes in it, you know.
I like to call them design elements.
Design elements, you know, spontaneous design elements.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm quite a type A person. One of the things that I find very rewarding in knitting is actually the process of learning how to fix your mistakes. At the end of the day, you know, it's just string, and it's very empowering to know that if I see a mistake like five rows down, I don't necessarily have to rip all the way back. I can learn how to fix it.
Yep.
And
that's so satisfying.
Exactly.
You just get down there and then and then repair it. Oh my
yeah.
God. I mean, there's exactly so many ways knitting can give you pleasure and give you satisfaction. And that's one of them. I know for me, a lot of it is like the tactile sensation of it. You want to talk about why that's important?
Yeah, you know, we are very attached to our screens these days. You know, a lot of us don't have that kind of tactile outlet. I personally believe it's very important to find joy in making, whether you enjoy cooking at the end of the day or woodworking on your weekends or sewing or knitting. You know, my life, actually, I was just telling my partner, because today is a snow day, I was making lunch. I was making a rather lovely lunch, not a normal weekday lunch. And I was saying to him, you know, this is my happy place. I really like making things. So I think it's just very rewarding for humans. I think we're very wired to produce things. And if you're sat at a computer all day, and you're, you know, whipping up a report or you're coding or whatever, you know, there is some of that satisfaction too when you're done with your project, but there's nothing like that tactileness when you're able to eat, when you're able to feel and look at, you know, this object that you've made. It's a very different sense of satisfaction.
And so many things, you know, where you work with your hands, right? Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how that, like literally working with your hands and knitting, is directly related to stress relief or
yes,
physical,
absolutely.
The physical?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, knitting, again, is a very unique activity in that you're using both your left and your right brain. So you're using both your hands. The motions that you're making across the midline of the body, it's very important for our, you know, for children and brain development and for us as older adults to keep our brain healthy. You know, that's those small little motions that you're making when you're knitting, they're essentially fidgets. They're active fidgets. And what do we do when we're nervous or stressed out? We're biting our nails, we're fidgeting, we're tapping our feet, you know, all of those things we naturally do actually release serotonin in the body, which is a mood stabilizer. So knitting, why it's so meditative, why people feel so great after they do it, it's because it's essentially an active fidget. And you get a scarf or a hat or some mittens out of it at the end.
What could be better than that? So something, it's really taking something that maybe feels negative in the body and turning it into something of beauty. And also, like, it's a piece of art, even when you don't consider yourself artsy.
Exactly.
And how wonderful is that? Yeah.
Exactly. And it's practical too, you know.
In New England, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I paint, I do pottery. But knitting really has fulfilled this, a lot of different aspects of crafting for me, you know, for... to make it a little bit more accessible. I mean, there's something in it for everyone, whether you come into it wanting to make couture sweaters, you know, or grow towards that, or you come into it because, you know, you just want something for yourself to do a self-care activity at the end of the day. And this is something you've chosen, or you... For me, the other aspect that's very enjoyable is buying yarn.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
And I think every knitter eventually has this problem where you have more yarn than you think you can actually do anything with and make within your lifetime.
So my listeners don't know, but I'm like raising my hand. That's me. We call it the stash.
Yes.
I have a serious stash. And then when I would bring home, I haven't been to really a yarn shop since the pandemic started, but when you bring home some more yarn, your husband rolls his eyes and says, and more? And I go, yeah, but this is for that baby gift I'm going to make or whatever. I mean, that's another great thing. It's different. You know, that one was...
It's merino.
It's merino. Exactly. And you'll be so happy I bought this merino because it's not itchy like the wool socks I made you. This will be not itchy. Anyways, there's a lot of vocabulary and a lot of kind of technical stuff to learn, but that's very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. And again, it can be whatever you want it to be. If you're happy... Yeah. Making your garter stitch scarf because it's a stress reliever and that's all it is for you. Like, go ahead, make 100 scarves, gift them to all of your friends. But, you know, the other satisfying part that I found inadvertently when I started knitting was to kind of level up in all of my skills because there were things that I wanted. I wanted a cable sweater. So I was like, oh, I have to learn how to cable. And then you go at it and you're like, oh, actually that was quite easy.
Yeah, it's way easier than you think, right? Yeah.
And there's like all of that satisfaction when you learn new skills that I think is very unique in this activity. I keep saying unique, but you know, it is really true. The more you think about it, it is a very special craft.
It really is. And first of all, it's something that's been done for
centuries,
millennia. Right? Maybe yeah, exactly. Maybe thousands of years, but it has, there's just all these different varied facets of it. And, you know, when we think of it in terms of wellness, which I think is particularly genius that you've come at it this way, because even though, like I said before, it was making me better, I didn't really realize that because I had this like goal of making something. Exactly. But, you know, all those things that we talk about, like I talk about with my clients in terms of mindfulness and in terms of relaxation, stress relief, mindset, goal setting, all those things can be achieved and in not a difficult way with knitting. I think that, like you said, you can make a garter stitch. For those of you who don't know, a garter stitch is just one kind of stitch that you do back and forth. And it makes this beautiful thing. And it's really, really quite easy. It's not daunting at all, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I just think it's really brilliant. Can you talk about some of like the aha moments that you've had working with your clients or your clients have had and expressed to you?
Like I said, I work with a lot of type A people and, you know, sometimes people get frustrated when they're learning a new skill, especially, you know, when it's at the end of the day. Us knitters also have another saying, never try to fix mistakes when you're tired.
Oh, very good. Very good. And I think that's true of a lot of things. Like I could even say like, you know, don't, you know, if you're tired, you know, relax rather than
go back to that garter stitch scarf.
Yeah. And you'll have a different perspective on it if you come back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried to fix like complicated lace at 10 o'clock at night and you just have to put it down and you're like, I'll do this tomorrow. You come back to it tomorrow. You're like, oh, that's all it was. Like that was easy. What was I struggling with? Right. Anyway, a lot of these type A people, they come into knitting and they get frustrated because, you know, sometimes people have a tendency to overthink things or they're tired or whatever. And I'm always like, you know what? It's just string. Don't stress. And at the end of the day, you know, this is important because when was the last time you as an adult did something completely brand new? And a lot of times the answer is actually, I don't remember. And I think that's also very important to, you know, keep our minds fresh,
Oh, there's just so much evidence that we have to keep using our brains to learn new things or to struggle even with things to stave off dementia down the road and stuff. So, I mean, just wellness on all these different levels, you know?
Exactly. It's surprising. It's a really surprising thing to learn that knitting does check all of these boxes for wellness. You know, like there have been people who treat addiction with knitting because, you know, sometimes you just, with smokers especially, you just need something to do with your hands, something to go to while you're trying to quit. People with depression also do very well with knitting because of that sense of satisfaction and that active fidget that we get from knitting. So there are a lot of really creative, wonderful ways that knitting can impact your life.
And I'm just going to throw in there to my mind over food listeners that I actually have clients that have used knitting to distract themselves from cravings and to distract themselves from kind of mindlessly going into the kitchen, snacking, right? Especially right now during COVID. No, seriously, it's a great thing to do instead of going to the refrigerator, opening it or the cabinets and opening them, see what can entertain you. You can actually go do some knitting and it's
having something to go to.
Yeah. And something that you sort of look forward to.
Exactly.
As well, you know, so that's great. Well,
and to the whole looking forward to thing, you know, like today, it's a snow day. I'm going to start.
Oh, snow day is so good. Yeah. I'm going to have to start. I don't have a project going right now and I'm going to have to start one. So can you tell us how people can reach out to you if they're interested or if they're interested in learning how to knit, some resources,
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So the Wellknit Co. is always available to you.
The wellknit.co, right?
Correct.
Okay, not .com, .co.
.co, wellknit.co. We run workshops for teams, for families and friend groups, individuals. So like just shoot us an email at hello@wellknit.co. And you know what? YouTube is a fantastic resource. I personally learned how to knit exclusively through YouTube almost.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Exactly. The resources are all out there. The internet is fantastic. But if you want to learn more about wellness and knitting and to have a hands-on instructor, the Wellknit Co. is right here for you.
Well, I highly recommend it. I really highly recommend it to my listeners. And I just want to, you can't see it, but I'm just going to show Weijing my most recent project that I finished. this little
what
this,
a
I have
beautiful
one.
Hat.
I'll put a picture up. It's like a turquoise blue cable knit hat. There
with
you
some
go.
Lace in it.
With some lace in it and some ribbing and a lot. Anyways, so I had to do that. So anyways, Weijing, thank you so much for introducing us to knitting as a wellness activity. I just think it's brilliant. And thanks for sharing all you have with us today.
Thanks for the chat, Andy.
I really hope you enjoyed this podcast with my guest, Weijing Saw from the Wellknit Company. Please visit my webpage at mindoverfood.com if you'd like to listen to more of these Quick Bite podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about Mind Over Food or are interested in one of my free 15-minute consultations, please visit my website or email me at andy@mindoverfood.com. You can also contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/mindoverfoodtraining. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for listening to Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman. Keep an ear out for more Quick Bites coming soon.